This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Today I'm joined by Simon Smart. How are you going, Simon?
Well, thanks, Justine.
And we've been talking, Simon, about this idea of amortality. Now, this is a term coined by the writer Catherine Mayer, and she's observing the way that people are living these days tends to ring with this sense of amortality, which she says is a state of hopeful agelessness wherein one acts the same from adolescence to the grave. And it just struck me, Simon, I was getting my hair done this over the weekend, and I used the opportunity to flick through all those magazines, you know, the ones I'm talking about. And it had a story about Demi Moore. And it's quite interesting because I remember her in Ghost, which was years ago, and she looks pretty much the same, except a little bit more plasticky.
Yeah, so that was about 1990. Demi Moore's knocking on 50 these days.
Yes.
So she almost does seem to capture that amortal spirit that we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And amortality refers to that. It's this idea that people are living longer. They're squeezing more out of life. But it's also this idea that we're bleeding together all the different ages and stages of life. So we no longer have age-appropriate behaviour. Or perhaps Mayer suggests that we've lost this sort of sense of a journey from one stage of life to the next. And some of this is good. People are living more engaged lives well into old age. They're making the most of life and opportunities, that sort of thing. But last time we were talking about this, we posed the question that perhaps this hunger to squeeze every last drop out of life comes from a sense of loss of our spiritual lives, where this life previously was thought that this life was not all there is.
I mean, last time you talked about, you mentioned the French existentialist Jean-Paul Sartre, who said that several years or hours, they actually make no difference once you've lost that sense of eternity. And it does remind me of the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament of the Bible. In that book, it seems to suggest that life on the whole has this sense of meaninglessness about it. And if that's the case, we may as well just enjoy ourselves, this idea that we should eat and drink and be merry for tomorrow we die. So it has this sense of the futile nature of life. And so perhaps we should just throw it all up in the air.
It does. If we accept that this life is all that there is. So in the same book of Ecclesiastes that you mentioned, God, we read that God has set eternity into the hearts of people. And if that's true and we try to deny it, we can run into all sorts of problems in terms of getting life wrong.
Simon, you mentioned the book of Ecclesiastes, and in that book, eternity functions as a kind of telos. Now, this is quite a big word, but it's about living in light
of... It's a good word, right?
It is a good word, it is. But it's about living in light of what you understand the end point to be. And I think that's a really valuable thing because it can help us value things properly because we have a sense of a final destination. It also gives us direction in this life because we have a sense of what we're heading towards as well.
It reminds me of the idea of a calling, really, which we've talked about before. I mean, the phenomenon of amortality, according to Catherine Mayer, is part of a move away from religion as the story that gives us a framework to our lives. And it reminds me of the notion of calling. We like the idea of calling. You know, my calling in life is to be this or that. That can be a really motivating thing. But I want to ask and I want to add, called by whom? Called to what? It seems that when you have the sense of God's calling on your life, it can add a whole layer of providing direction and energy and creativity and importantly, comfort when things don't go so well. It means we can attack life with vigour and energy. The amortals want to do this, and good on them. But we can attack it also with reality. We are going to die. But according to the Bible, that's not the end of the story, but only the beginning. That perspective can make an enormous difference to how we view both the good times and the bad, but also the decline of our bodies, the stages of life, and also the end of our lives.
And if eternity is your telos or your final endpoint, then in some ways the end of our lives here may be the beginning of that life that is to come.
Amortals, she says, are prepared for anything. You know, they're ready for action. They're prepared for anything except for death. But death and the questions of meaning and of God and of hope are vital questions for all of us to ask. And when the, you know, the next age-denying activity or treatment takes us away from that search, you know, perhaps, Justine, we risk becoming really lost.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks, Justine.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.